let's talk about that one time where 25 people showed up and watched us play a set right after we got married. Part of me, Afterlife, WELT, nobody's asking. My name is Austin. This is Scotty.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Got there.
Yeah, got there. My throat's feeling better. But anyway, yeah, welcome back. We're actually, you know, doing the real version of the show because last week I kind of had to do a last minute best of thing because we just couldn't get around to it. Like, you know, we're just so busy being absolutely not different at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, welcome to the show. It's Nobody's Asking. It's a rock and metal program that airs on WELT-FM in the Fort Wayne and also WELTFM.org on the interwebs. And yeah, airs every Thursday night from 9 to 11 Eastern Time. And then every Friday, we put up the full, unedited, uncensored, and just as dysfunctional podcast version, which is usually longer and also, of course, cuts out the music part of it.
I wouldn't call it unedited. It's minimally edited.
I mean, like, yeah, just, you know, just...
But definitely uncensored.
Yeah, between breaks, we tend to just kind of ramble a little bit before kind of mentally resetting. But yeah, welcome to the show. We're back. We're married.
We are.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's like, a thing.
Like, it was simultaneously the coolest thing that we've ever done and almost, like, also at the same time, it's like, okay, we're married now. Nothing's changed. Everyone's asking, oh, so how's married life treating you? I'm like, no different.
That's exactly the answer I've been giving.
Like, it's literally no different. We've been acting like we were married for, like, the last 3 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, ironically, about the same time that he proposed. So, you know, there's that. But yeah, like, nothing's changed except for the fact that our band has finally played their first show.
We headlined.
And,
which is not something we expected to do.
Not quite. I mean, it was originally the show was supposed to be like a co-headliner situation. And then it ended up, through various changes and whatnot, ended up being we headlined our own wedding and it actually went well.
And there were random people who we didn't know or pay to be there show up and enjoy it.
Yeah. One of our good concert friends showed up. She goes to, like, basically all the concerts that I go to, just as dedicated to being up front as I am. So that was a lot of fun.
Our good boy Alan Helms had a few people show up.
He did. I had children come up to me immediately after we ended our set, and I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. Specifically asking for guitar picks.
Yes.
Which we more than willingly provided. And we gave them a set list, too.
We did, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Which was kind of cool. It was one of the handwritten ones that Lake did.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what was on the back of it, but it was probably just like a receipt or something.
No, it was notebook paper.
No, it was computer paper, so it was... It might have been part of our guest list.
Oh, well, it's fine.
Whoops.
Oh, well. I don't think any of those children are going to become stalkers anytime soon.
And then last night, a random lady came up to us at the bar and was like, hey, I was at your guys' wedding. You guys did great.
Yeah. Good stuff. Very good shit. Uh-oh. But yeah, so we'll dive into more of that. Last week, we had a handful of releases drop, one of which I have been dying for like the last, I think, honestly, the last 3 years. That finally came out, and I'm super, super proud of these people. I found more songs. There's tours are happening. Like, we were at O'Sullivan's for the first time last night. We have shows coming up. It's the world's back, y'all. I mean, yep. Like, it's definitely coming back, but it's also back.
What do you say we go into this music here on the phrase that you used to kick off our set? Let's have a fucking rock show.
Oh yeah, let's play a fucking rock show, y'all. That's the radio version is not gonna hear that. That's upsetting.
I know, but you know.
Hey, yeah. No, I'm actually really proud of that.
They can hear it because you can edit it.
Well, I mean, yeah,
I can. I
whoever.
Guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway, we are gonna go ahead and kick off. Well, I mean, the rock show is already kicked off in this instance, but we are gonna go ahead and launch into a block of that album that I was just talking about. My friends in Crashing Atlas, there from the North Carolina, Washington-ish area.
I thought they were DC-ish area.
DC-ish area.
That's Maryland.
Okay, so, well, whatever. I'm a real stupid American, okay? Which, okay, whatever. But anyway, moral of the story, they're on that side of the country, and they just put out this record completely funded by, in part, themselves, and their Indiegogo goal was reached to 110% completion. So they get to do all of the things that they wanted to do, and I'm super, super proud of them. This band is called Crashing Atlas. They have an album out now. It is called Black Sky Sunrise, and we're going to crash through some of our favorites, just like we did for Diamante and just like we did for A Day to Remember. Kicking it off with the first song on the record, this song is called Kerosene. We will be right back. I almost hit play.
That would not have been good.
I mean, it wouldn't have mattered.
I mean, I guess it really wouldn't have mattered, but...
Well, hey, they're definitely cleared. Because, you know, DistroKid. But, and also they have Twitch, so I think they got all that figured
good.
Out.
Good.
But, yeah. Let me enjoy my last night pizza.
Yes. I want to sell this one.
Okay. I'm going to enjoy my last night's pizza.
Yeah. I'm waiting.
Okay, cool. Take it away, Scotty.
The Only Ones, WELT, that song featuring the incredible Kellen Quinn.
Yes, from Sleeping with Sirens. Very, very good. This is one of my favorites. From the record, Who Are You Now, which was the song that played after Kerosene, that is also one of my favorites. And then before, the only ones you heard, Graveyard, which was for all intents and purposes the lead single for the record. Monster was like the very first single that they put out once Marina joined the band, and then they spent, you know, the following I think 2 years or something like that you know, working on this record. And of course, with last year being last year, you know, it was a lot of back and forth, but they got it done, and it sounds amazing. Like, I had it on repeat on Friday. It was so good. But, yeah, definitely super proud of them. I've been a fan of Marina, because she was in a band called Echo Heart that I discovered from same area. And it was like a little kind of pop, you know, like Paramore light, kind of like, you know, it's young, obviously. I fell in love with that. I thought it was super cool. And then, she joined Crashing Atlas and they put out Monster, and I was like, okay, well, this is fantastic. Like, this is incredible. And then, you know, over the next 2 years, I just kind of kept following them, and then now they have this record out, and I did also contribute. I was very happy to. I have also seen them, which is something I didn't expect to say, because they're local DC area band. So, you know, kind of like, you know, our local scene, we don't get out a lot.
Right.
Like, unless you're in Ghosts. That killed him. But...
Miss those boys.
Same. But yeah, I'm super excited. They just played Baltimore Soundstage, where they headlined, which was super cool. It was the last night of their Indiegogo campaign. And then they're on another bill at the Baltimore Soundstage as well. I forget who they're opening for, but I think it actually might be the same band that A Light Divided is opening for. But I don't know who the band is, so...
Oh, well, you know.
it was like, it's not Edema, but, like, it starts with an A, and it has... It's, like, A-D, and then it's, like, something else. But,
Has Miranda Marta Gadice Nicole Dakar?
No. Fun fact, I need a new co-host and husband. Anyway, I'm totally showboating that, but I'm just, like... He discovered this new magic card or whatever, and it's, like... And he's just, like, super proud that he can say it.
Because nobody really can.
Well, that's because it's a shit ton of letters all bunched together and nobody cares.
Nobody's asking.
Exactly. I say nobody cares. I mean, obviously the magic community cares. It's super cool. It's just not my thing. But anyway, so yeah, super excited. Like I said, the album is called Black Sky Sunrise, came out last Friday. And the Only Ones. So I saw them up in... No, but thank you for trying. I saw them up in Portage, Indiana, because that is actually where their guitarist Doug is from. And that was also the night before we saw Ava Under Fire. And then I subsequently came home with COVID. And they were selling these handmade little, like, EPs. The Only Ones was one of those songs on the EP, and I've been dying to play that song ever since, because it is such a bop. Like, the riff and just, everything. So good. But, so yeah, like I said, definitely happy it's out. One more time, it is called Black Sky Sunrise, and it's by the band Crashing Atlas. This next band, you sent me.
Yeah, so I was just at work, and I'm like, I want to listen to some music. I'm tired of my playlists that I have. I'm going to just throw on a random Apple Music playlist. This was the first song that played, and it started off, and I was like, ooh, this kind of sounds a little bit like Korn. And then it kicked in, and I'm like, oh, this sounds a lot like Seven Dust. So I sent it to Austin, and I was like, look up this song. I bet you'll like it. And now it's in the set. The song is by a band called Black Coast off of their album Outworld. The song is called Ache on WELT.
If you ever wanted to know what Avril Lavigne would be like if she were to sing for the band New Year's Day, I do believe that this band is that. That was Alive by a band called Living Dead Girl. She's out of Canada. Well, they're out of Canada. They're a band. It's just
we're a band?
We're a band? PTSD?
Yeah, that is such a missed opportunity to be a Rob Zombie tribute.
Well, I mean, it's very much an influence on them. But yeah, like I said, Living Dead Girl out of Canada was a song called Alive. They had an album come out on Friday as well. I think it was the previous week, the previous Friday. Because, you know, we missed last Friday.
Yeah.
Kind of missed last Friday.
I don't even know what day it is.
So. It is currently Sunday, June 20th at 1:34 p.m.
Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. That's what I'm here for, is to help you out. But yeah, I've been friends with the singer Molly for a while. Like I said, she looks damn near like the same as Avril Lavigne. She actually has a meet and greet picture with her and Avril from like a few years ago, and is that your daughter? Is that your sister? I'm very confused. Like, they look alike. So, and that's the only basis I have for the whole Avril Lavigne comparison. They are very much more, as you heard, very much more akin to like New Year's Day and that kind of, you know, like, I want to say gothic, but it's like not gothic as in, you know, Our Friends in Fire Sky. Like, it's the like other side of gothic, you know, where it's, you know, the New Year's Day scene, the Black Veil Brides scene, you know, that area of, you know, of metal. Because, again, we split hairs over subgenres.
Yeah.
Everyone has to have their click. And I'm about it. I'm also about, you know, intermingling clicks. So.
Yeah. Yeah. While we're on the topic of Avril Lavigne, have you heard the conspiracy theories surrounding Avril?
There's conspiracy. No, actually.
There is a conspiracy.
So here's your Reddit post. No, I'm just kidding.
No. There is a conspiracy. It's a few years old now. That shortly after Avril's rise to fame, she actually died of a drug overdose, and the Avril Lavigne that we have today was her public body double.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Like, it goes deep.
That's, we don't have time for that rabbit hole, but all right.
Nope.
Also, because we are actually at the end of the hour. Time flies when you're having fun, isn't it? But yeah, we are at the end of the hour. We will be back with more music. We're going to talk about the release show that we went to. And then also, I guess we should probably talk about our wedding.
Yeah.
That's probably a thing.
Yeah, we hyped it for months. And now we're just like, oh, that was good. Like, oh,
we got married. Nothing's different. Thanks, bye. you know, obviously the getting married part, that was a huge thing. I mean, you know, it was amazing that we had support from a lot of people.
Biggest of thank yous to your grandparents.
Oh my God. this is only the beginning of those thank yous. I'm never going to stop.
And speaking of thank yous, when you go to work, I'm probably going to start filling out those thank you cards.
Oh yeah, you should do that. Yep. But yeah, no, we'll definitely talk about that next hour. But like I said, we are at the end of the hour. This is a 2-hour rock and metal show. If you're listening to the radio, if you're listening to the podcast, It's an hour and a half-ish of us talking out of our ass, mostly.
Yeah. Giving opinions on things nobody asked about.
Giving opinions on things that we think we know, that we really don't know, but we think we know, so therefore we're entitled to our opinions. I don't know. Maybe
sometimes saying vaguely racist or sexist things and then editing them out of the show after the fact because we realized how bad it actually sounds.
We're not racist. It's just there's trends that we pick up on, and like, I mean, you know, we are very centric people. And that's also the thing is we are centric people. WELT is not a centric. It's not a really an either or anywhere. Like, these are definitely just the opinions of us.
Well, you might be centrist. I'm hard leftist.
You are. So the fact that you're actually with me actually shocks me, because I mean, all right, whatever. But like, honestly, anymore, I feel like I still feel a little more right than center. But I'm also, you know, very humanistic. I appreciate different opinions. I have my own, but you also have yours, and none of that matters when we all walk into a room for a rock show.
Exactly.
And get and share music, which is what we're going to talk about in the next hour. Taking us out of this hour, though, these guys, they've been blowing up on... I know they've been blowing up a little bit on satellite radio. Super excited for them. And I'm also super excited to see what comes next out of these guys. Well, these girls, actually, because it's an all-female group. This is a band called Conquer Divide, the single Messy. We will be right back after a short break. What she said, which loosely translates to Starset with their song Echo. That's how that works. And speaking of Echo, we've been echoing this for months and months and months. Let's talk about our wedding.
Do let's.
So, yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but we got married almost 2 weeks ago. Because we missed last week because we were just, you know, we were super busy resting because we've also played a rock show. As I so eloquently put, we let's play a fucking rock show.
Yeah,
which I'm still super proud of that. Like I came out of my ass, but I like put it up there and the timing, I think, is what really kind of set it, because like everybody that was there. So, backstory: our wedding. Only way we were gonna, you know, do anything special was if it was gonna be a rock show. Originally, it was supposed to be In Ghost and us, and then we had the Kickbacks and Hazensoul. In Ghost had to pull out. So we ended up landing Ava Under Fire, which tomorrow, or actually, and here in about an hour and a hour and 45 minutes or so, you should definitely be checking out their Spotify, because you're about to be blown away. Anyway, so we're gonna have Ava Under Fire play it. We're all set. We're hyping it up. It was gonna be super great because it was an open to the public thing. Not to cats, though. I know. But that's because that venue doesn't allow cats, and I also... You don't like loud music, girl. Anyway. A month or so, I think, before the show, got wind that Ava Under Fire had to pull out. So I was like, alright. Exactly. We ended up just sticking with the three bands. And... Are you demanding your spot? Are we getting alley corner today? But anyway, so we ended up deciding on the three bands. The night happened, and it was amazing.
Yeah, like I don't even know, like, words cannot describe how amazing it was.
Yeah, like it was incredible. A big shout out again. So our caterer also dipped on us. We had three people dip on us, or three groups of people, essentially.
Yeah, two of them were understandable. One was a complete ghost.
Yeah, one didn't even bother explaining himself, and you know, we'll see if he ever catches on, I guess. But yeah, so our caterer dipped on us. And by that, I mean, he just stopped responding to anything that we ever sent him. And of course, all of our posts, which, you know, he's like, he's friends on our Facebook. Whatever. But shout out to my grandparents for and well, it's really just that entire side of my family, but definitely my grandparents, because they did all the, like, the cooking for, like, you know, the main courses and everything. They helped us with our catering, so we didn't weren't just
prepared a meal for 60 people, and then 20 showed up.
Yeah, that's actually pretty fair. but yeah, it was
which I feel really bad about that.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like, they were RSVPs, so. And I even told them, I was like, I doubt everybody's going to show up. That's why we said 50 to 60.
Yeah.
Because we had, I think we had like just under 60 RSVPs or something like that.
Yeah, we had just under 60 RSVPs. So the estimates that I was giving was going to be no more than 60 people.
Yeah. And that obviously that included everybody in the building. So that was the bands, that was
the photographers, that family was coming out.
Yeah. And yeah, that's just kind of where that ended up. And then, you know, people showed up. It was super cool. It was super cool seeing some of my extended family. Not only seeing them, but also the fact that they showed up for it, which was super cool. And, like, we picked one hell of a month to do this, too, because, like,
apparently everybody was getting married on June 12th.
That, too. I was actually going more towards the fact that it's still Pride Month.
It was Pride Month. It was the anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting back in my hometown.
Yeah.
We completely Pulse? Spaced on?
No, that was Orlando.
Pulse was Orlando?
Yeah.
I thought Pulse was a Dayton shooting.
No, Pulse was Orlando.
Okay. There was a shooting in Dayton, too. Not on the 12th, but yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, like, we picked a hell of a day and we didn't even know it. Like, we were just going for it because...
Part of why we chose June is Pride. Part of...
Not even. Part of why we did June is because our first date is June 10th.
Well... Yes, that was the main reason.
That was the entire reason for I was shooting for that date. I didn't even think about the fact that it was Pride Month.
Yeah, well,
you know, so like,
and then also Gilmore Girls.
Well, was it Gilmore Girls?
June 3rd.
Yeah, but we decided on our date after or before we like picked up on that. I think.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out there. Like all of these things happen to coincide.
Yeah, all of these things that either, you know, like relate to us or just relate to what we were doing in general. Like, I'm just like, man, we picked a hell of a month to do this. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then let's talk about the fact that we headlined our wedding and it went well.
Yeah, we had one major flub and we recovered.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like...
Which, if you're following the To Breathe Band Discord, you can do that too.
You can join Discord.
Yeah, by all means, join the Discord. Just hit up Nobody's Asking, or hit up the To Breathe Band, To Breathe Again page, and yeah, come hang out with us like all the time. It's super cool. But if you follow us on TikTok, because that's a thing that I have now been consumed by. Thank you.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
Please don't. It's awful. But if you're gonna follow anybody, follow To Breathe Band. Yeah, that's a thing you can do. Anyway, you can also see snippets from the show, which is a lot of fun. And then you know just the show itself, like the fact that we got to do it on because it was at the Eclectic Room, like we got to do it on that stage where we've seen handful of bands that we absolutely adore. Get up on that stage and, you know, just throw down. And we got up on stage and based upon the crowd reaction, we threw down.
One of the people there, sent by, like I said, our good friend Alan Helms,
yeah,
said that we did just as good, if not better, than most of the nationals that she's seen.
Yeah, which is a super huge compliment because especially in the live show category, like the aspect of, you know, our existence, that comes from me, like straight up, like I made the set. I designed the whole show. The only thing I didn't design was lights because we're just not there yet. but yeah, like, so the fact that we were able to impress somebody that well, like, means a lot to me on our first outing.
Yes, for sure.
That is super cool. We mentioned earlier, after we got done with our set. people were coming up, like, saying goodbye and whatever, and I had some high school friends that came and stuck around for the entire night, which was super exciting. And then after I introduced Greg to them, and you know, they were like, oh wow, you were so amazing. They were talking about, my friend Angel was talking about you. She's like, he looks so like, you know, just kind of, you know, like introverted, and you know, he's just very quiet and whatnot, but he gets up there, he's like, blah, he's like, and I'm like, yeah, that's my man. And she's like, I had no idea he was that good of a guitar player. I was like, thanks. I did.
And then, I accept the compliment with humility.
Oh, stay humble, Tim. inside jokes. But after they kind of walked away, another family that was, I think, was sent by Alan, came up, and it was these two little kids, so definitely their first concert.
Yes.
Which
I saw on Facebook, it was their first concert.
That's what I was saying. Or it's what I meant is, you know, they were out here for their very first concert, and they came right up to me, like I'd done this 1,000 times, and it was like, do you have a guitar pick? And I was like, I can absolutely make sure that that's a thing. Like, yeah, babe, can I have a guitar pick? Because mine was tossed over in the outside of the stage.
Right, and you picked up, I think, the one that I had dropped, mm-hmm. like, early in the set.
Yeah.
And then I dug the one that I finished the set with out of my pocket, and we gave them those. And then I handed them off a set list.
Yeah, it was super cool. And they also got a group photo with the kick packs, which was super dope.
Which I photobombed unintentionally.
Yeah, because you were... Yeah, I...
I was sitting down with my mom about passed out because I was sore and tired.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be in the photo.
And the lead singer was doing all the grunt work. Just throwing that out there.
After I did literally 90% of Teardown while the lead singer was off being a superstar.
Look, I mean, someone had to make sure that the merch world was going correctly, which shout out to my best friend Harley, because they took it upon themselves to start selling our merch, which, granted, this is my best friend, so I absolutely trust them. If you think that you should take it upon yourself to sell some band's merch, and you don't know them very well, don't do that. It is a very scary situation, okay? However, it was Harley, so I was like, that's totally fine. But yeah, so shout out to them for picking up merch duty for us, because we had like, by the time we ended our set, I think we had like 45 minutes to like completely vacate the building.
Yeah.
Because I had only booked it for 11. I really should have booked it for midnight, but that's on me, I guess. But yeah, we left, and I was like, that happened. Like, that's a thing that happened in real life. Like, and, you know, 2 weeks later, it feels like forever ago, but I'm just like, we did that.
Yeah.
That was a thing that we did. It's not something I cleaned up the living room to do in my living room for myself. Like, that's a thing that we did, and people came out. Like, we had, I think, about 25 people that stuck around for the show, including the bands. And it was a great night. Like, everybody had so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, I was
and if you want to have fun with us again, or if you missed the wedding, and if you're in the Fort Wayne area, come out July 10th to the Muse on Main.
Yeah, yeah. All the information on that can be found to Breathe Band's Facebook page, Muse on Main Facebook page. But, yeah, we're opening for a band called Set for the Fall, which we'll talk about a little later in the set. And we have our friends in Withered Veins with us, who we'll also talk about later in the set. And then some new friends that we're going to meet from a band called Echoes from Oblivion that we've played on the show, but we're not going to talk about them just yet. Closer to the show, we'll definitely be talking about it. But anyway, moving on, though, and not at all local, this next band is putting out their record here really soon. The date actually escapes me, but they're from Canada. If you're familiar with a band called I Wrestled a Bear Once, this is what they became. This band is called Spirit Box, and this is one of their latest singles from the record. The record is called Eternal Blue. Like I said, the band is called Spirit Box. This song, one of my favorites, is called Secret Garden. We'll be right back. Sanity and Madness, Crashing Atlas, continuing our periodic review of the new Crashing Reckless. Crashing Reckless? I just combined the Pretty Reckless and Crashing Atlas. But anyway.
They have been compared.
I would definitely compare them. They're still much more of the Paramore vibe, but it's also heavy Paramore.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
Just like that song and the four songs we played earlier in the show tonight. But yeah. Crashing Atlas, their album Black Sky Sunrise, is out on, I almost said available and now at the same time. A nowable?
I got nothing.
Normal?
Yeah. But anyway, it's available now. There we go. And yeah, you can stream it on like all the things and whatnot. I can't wait to get my merch package.
Yes.
I'm super excited. I'm super excited about that hoodie that I got. Very excited about that.
We get very excited about hoodies.
We do get very...
We love hoodies.
We do love hoodies. You much more than I do, because you wear yours kind of all the time, even...
Well, I'm also always cold.
That's fair. God. Such a freaking housewife. Ah. Get it, because we're married. For the record, I'm the wife of this relationship. I clean the house, I do the grocery shopping, I do all the planning.
And I say yes, dear.
You really do. Which is why we got married at a rock show that we made.
To be fair, I started that joke.
You did, yeah. And I was like, okay, but if we're gonna do it, I mean, like, let's just do it, you know?
And the more we talked about it, the more I was like, yeah, nothing else would suit us. And because neither of us wanted a big fancy wedding.
Yeah.
Unless it was a rock show.
Yeah. Like there was no way that we were gonna, you know, be fine with just, you know, us doing like something cute little acoustic thing for our family. Like,
no,
this is not who we are. anybody, you know, we talked about that, you know, knows us any, you know, in any sense, are just, they were just like, I can't think of anything else that would be more you. like either because they know who I am, or they just know us in general. Like, they're like, no, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Like, and everyone's still talking about the fact that we had a rock and roll wedding.
Yeah.
Like
super dope. But yeah, we're super excited. Speaking of rock show though, last night we finally made our triumphant return as O'Sullivan's patrons.
Yeah. Yeah.
March 13th of 2020 is the last time we stepped foot in O'Sullivan's. And we finally got to come back.
Yeah.
But we were super excited, especially because, I mean, A, the kickbacks were there, so of course. And B, the Illegals, who have basically been a cover band for the most part, they had like a quick, like, original kind of like stint for one of our, for a local house band competition that they won, and then the competition itself like dissolved almost immediately after.
Yeah.
Of no relation, by the way.
They are the reigning champions
from 2017. For those of you who don't do quick math like me, that's 4 years ago. And we ain't gotten love from them ever since. But the band themselves, though, we have gotten plenty of love from, and we also give plenty of love back to them, because their album, Ghost Dream, is out and available right frickin' meow.
You missed your cue, Allie.
Really, Cat?
There we go.
Right frickin'. Right frickin'. Sniff, sniff. Anyway. But yeah, we're super excited for them. We got to actually see them play. We saw... So
they had their OG drummer with them.
They did. That was super...
He came in from Cleveland.
Yeah. Which is funny, because our drummer's from Lansing, so I feel that. Yeah. But yeah, like, it was a lot of fun. And like, I started liking the Illegals because of that house band stint that they did, because it has to be all originals, just like the TV show No Cover that's... In post, or yeah, post production.
It's currently in post, yeah.
Like, so it was no covers, all originals, and, you know, it was like fan voted, so, you know, you had to get people out, which was, you know, not the worst sell in the world unless you were under 21 or didn't like loud music. Because, you know, it was like, it was free. It took place, I think, the last one took place at Flashbacks. And you know, I watched their set. I was like, very exciting, you know. And then they won, and then promptly were not able to do basically anything, which was super sad. But I'm definitely happy to see that they finally, you know, put together the rest of their originals and made a record out of it. I've yet to actually listen to the full record, because I was actually waiting for the release show to kind of experience more of it. But
what I heard, I liked.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not really in the style of music that I would typically listen to.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. Like, I'm a big fan of bands like Shaman's Harvest and, you know, and Black Centurion and whatnot. And that's definitely the vibe that they have going, specifically to Shaman's Shaman's Harvest, like more energetic Shaman's Harvest.
Yeah, like they definitely lean a little bit into that retro rock kind of feel.
A little bit, yeah.
Like,
which I think is probably
a they sound more like recent. A modern band from the 70s, if that makes sense.
Right.
Not quite a Greta Van Fleet, but definitely in that vein.
Yeah, like Greta Van Fleet, but listenable.
That's a hot take that I happen to agree with.
Look, don't get me wrong. I've said this before. I know I'll say this again. Greta Van Fleet are very talented musicians. Their recordings are fantastic. They sound amazing and everything. I don't like the music. Because if I want to listen to Led Zeppelin, I would rather listen to Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
They'll never admit it, apparently. But they sound like Led Zeppelin.
Our biggest influence is AC/DC.
No, it's not. You sound like Led Zeppelin. There is some AC/DC in some of the newer stuff that I've heard just casually on the radio. There's definitely a little bit more of that AC/DC flair to it. You're still Led Zeppelin 2.0.
Right.
And there's not, like, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. You know, make your art. That's absolutely fine. That's just why I don't like it.
Bring the conversation back to the Illegals, because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Not the Illegals featuring Phil Anselmo, but the Illegals. Correct. Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
But
I really wonder how long that's going to last.
Their guitar player, the wonderful, gentle giant that is Arthur Mock.
He's just an amazing human.
Love for Guns N' Roses on his sleeve?
He really does.
So much to the point you can hear Guns N' Roses in their music.
Yeah, a little bit.
And the man owns like 3 signature Les Pauls.
Yeah, like he just, like he got the one that just came out. And you can also tell just by the way he plays, like, Slash is his idol.
Yeah.
Just like Lizzie Hale and James Hetfield, whenever I have my guitar on, Lizzie Hale and James Hetfield, you can definitely tell.
You can tell I'm a Zakk Wylde fanboy.
Because wee wee. This is my attempt at a pinch harmonic. We're like definitely super excited. I can't wait because I'm about to actually go to work here in a little bit. But I cannot wait to actually listen to the rest of this record and kind of, you know, and see, you know, see what they were doing. We talked about, so they put out a single called Love Strike, what, a week or two ago?
I believe so. I think it was two weeks ago.
Yeah, because it was before the wedding. It was the show that, if you missed it, I'm sorry, because something happens with the internet after I sent in our show and said, cut off like while I was transferring. Unfortunate. However, we listened to the song Love Strike. We actually did that live on our Twitch. We were like, you know, the intro is great live for it, but like on the recording it just drags on. The intro is great live, and I think it's the second song on the record, because it was the second song they played. It was the first song they played is actually the song that we're about to play. And so I think, from a record standpoint, I think that's fine. But yeah, definitely single-wise, probably could have cut the intro. You know, and left it in, you know, in the record version, of course, but probably could have cut the intro. But anyway, this song, like I said, The Illegals from Fort Wayne. I really wonder how long like they're going to be able to like do that before one of them goes after the other. And by one of them, I mean Phil Anselmo goes after our boys. But yeah, they just put out their album. It is called Ghost Dream. It is available now, just like the Crashing Atlas album is available and the Living Dead Girl album is available, and you know, yeah, that, you know, the whole thing. But anyway, they're also kicking off our local spotlight, so please enjoy brand new original music from the Illegals, Fort Wayne. The song is called You Can Find Love, and it's on Nobody's Asking WELT. Got there.
Jesus, there's so much more to go.
I know. It's pretty straightforward from here, though. Rounding out the local spotlight, I don't normally like putting them in the local spotlight, but I also needed to make sure that they were actually in the show, because if you've been listening to the show at all over the last 5 years... like legit coming up this specific program on 5 years.
You've been on WELT almost as long as WELT has been around.
Pretty much. Like, I know we took like most of 2020 off, but like it's great to be back. And the fact that I had a place to come back to was actually super awesome. After, you know, taking that unintentional hiatus. But we're super excited. And again, if you've been listening to the show at all over the last 5 years, you'll know that we have a weekly Shinedown fix. We'll get to that in a second. And we also have a weekly Ingost fix. And that was Ingost with their song Defeat. Cannot wait. Been saying this for weeks, so I'm starting to get restless. Cannot wait for what's next. So I'm just like, all right, when y'all gonna be able to finish that? Because I'm gonna need more of that in Ghosts. Y'all got any more of that in Ghosts? But anyway, before that, one of the bands that we saw last night, which is pretty much our draw for any show because we love them. We love these boys. We had the Kickbacks. That was a lot of fun. And then a band that we're playing with July 10th at the Muse on Main with a band called Set for the Fall and a band called Echoes from Oblivion and a band, well, us, is Withered Veins. We heard their song Cultivation of the Dead, which, fun fact, while I was recording it, goes into their song Subhuman. I thought it was a full song. Cultivation of the Dead is actually an intro track. So Subhuman was the song that I actually played. I just need to actually update that. But yeah, that was our local spotlight. Super excited.
You couldn't tell from the fact that it's only 39
seconds.
It
was 39 seconds until I was like, man, this intro's kind of taken. Oh, it's almost over. Okay. So, but anyway, it's fine. I saved it. So, you know. But yeah, that was our local spotlight. Up next, we have our weekly Reddit reading for the podcast listeners, which you need to find.
My phone's over here. Give me a second.
Or you can look it up on mine.
Do you have the Reddit app?
Yeah. It's how this whole thing started, is because I saw a Reddit notification. I was like, ooh, we should read that on the podcast. And now it's a thing. While he's looking that up, we are going to go ahead and get back to the music. We've been talking about Crashing Atlas this whole time, so we're gonna continue bringing that up. This song they released a week before the record came out. From the record, Black Sky Sunrise. The band is called Crashing Atlas. This song is called Wake Up. We will be right back. Welcome back. So I completely misorganized my show. So podcast listeners, you're getting a very exclusive, not led into at all version of the weekly Reddit reading because I fucked up. But anyway, so if you are new to the podcast, you will hear a reading, a cold read from a random Am I the Asshole post on Reddit. And we'll talk about it, and then we go back into the show, which just so happens to be towards the end. So that was my bad. Sorry, guys. But anyway, take it away, Scotty.
So I thought that in honor of today, the day that we're recording, being Father's Day.
It is Father's Day, yeah.
I would read a post from 3 hours ago.
Oh, shit.
That has not yet had a verification.
All right.
Am I the asshole for walking out after I opened the gift my stepson bought me for Father's Day?
Well, shit.
It's about to get real, y'all.
Spicy.
I, male 37, have 2 stepkids. A girl who's 11 and a boy who is 16. My stepdaughter is the apple of my eye. I love her to pieces, but my stepson has a difficult personality.
It me.
He never does anything with us. He never let me help him with anything and keeps his distance from me. He also never tells me about his problems or achievements, and it's been difficult trying to establish a good bond with him like my stepdaughter. My wife says that's his nature, so I should stop pressuring him. Until recently, he started spending time with me, but every time he'd pull a nasty prank, like replace my shampoo or ruin my credit card or my tires or taillights. This caused a rift between us, especially since my wife says those are pranks, but I was worried for my safety and got paranoid from getting in the car or going to the supermarket with a ruined credit card, so I kept my distance. Father's Day, I took my wife and my stepson and stepdaughter to her parents' house for breakfast. I received a beautiful gift from my stepdaughter and didn't expect my stepson to get me anything, as always, but he did bring me a gift. It looked like a nice gift in a box, was beautifully wrapped and introduced. I was so excited and happy because all I was thinking of was not the gift itself, but the fact my stepson is finally letting me be part of his life and remembering me on Father's Day, so it meant the world to me. That was already my gift, but I couldn't wait to open it and show my appreciation and gratitude. When I opened the box, I saw a stinky old sock of mine that I lost a couple months ago placed inside. The look on my face said it all. My stepson encouraged me to show everybody what he got me. I didn't want to, but my father-in-law took the box and pulled out the sock. He looked confused, and my stepson started laughing hysterically, and so did others. It was an absolute horrible moment. I wished I could jump out the window and run away from embarrassment. I just got up, walked out of the room silently while my stepson was laughing behind. My wife came to tell me I overreacted massively, and my stepson was just messing with me, meaning it was a prank. But he embarrassed me in front of the entire family, and frankly, I don't give a shit about a gift, but what he did felt so humiliating, I almost cried. She yet said that I shouldn't have walked out like that and made it awkward since I'm the adult and should have handled it better. I left my in-laws' house, and my wife and kids are still there. My wife is upset that I left and wanted to get some time alone and get a good cry and remember my dad and try to keep my mind off of what happened earlier. Am I the asshole for this?
No, your teenager needs to be sent to military school, as far as I'm concerned. That's garbage. Always with these Reddit readings, especially from Am I the Asshole, we do have to take it with a grain of salt because we are only hearing one side. However, my opinions on this one side are, first of all, if, you know, like, at some point you need to teach a teenager that, yeah, pranks are great, you know, you get a good laugh.
There's a time and a place.
There's a time and a place, and you also need to pay attention, because for the longest time, this teenager was giving him, you know, a very cold shoulder. Yeah, you know, not, you know, just wanted to disassociate completely.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
Being a teenager when my parents split, like, I was the same way, although rightly so, towards my stepfather.
Well, that's also a very different situation.
That is a very different situation.
but regardless, like, it sounds like this dude's trying, you know, doing his best to, you know, be a part of this family, which was already established, and, you know, and he's clearly won the daughter over, and, you know, yeah, it can be a little difficult trying to, you know, win over, you know, a new family. Like, you've already, you know, won over the mom, because, you know, she's, you know, into you and whatnot, and now she's wife.
Which makes me so happy I've won over my in-laws already.
Same.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope. you're the nerd son.
I am. I'm their little nerd.
You are their little nerd. You're my little nerd. That just sounds weird. But yeah, what this kid is doing is definitely spiteful. And his mom is enabling it by passing it off as just a prank. I have a distinct feeling, and again, this is all assumption based on, you know, this side of the story, I have a distinct feeling that the mom is probably trying to, like, pass it off. Like, oh, it's just a prank. Oh, it's just a prank. Oh, it's just a prank. But, like, in the back of her head, she's like, this is getting weird.
Some of these pranks are criminal acts, though. Yeah,
like damaging his credit card.
And his car?
Yeah, that's property damage. Like especially tires.
Busting out his taillights?
You can get pulled over for that. Like, and, you know, how are you going to be like, oh, it's just my stepson. He's pranking me by, you know, destroying my taillight. No, that's vandalism.
Right. I don't think that the OP here is the asshole. I think the asshole is 100% the stepson.
Yeah.
However, I think the wife is... The wife in the situation, who is also being an asshole, is leaning in the right direction in that OP needs to step up, put on his dad voice, and put the kid in his place.
This is true. And, like, it sounds like he's definitely, like, he's definitely tried to approach it, you know, respectfully, like, you know,
person to person. I know I'm not your dad, but
like,
I'm...
You know, but, like, what's going on here? And it doesn't help that the mom is still going, oh, it's just a prank. Oh, it's just a prank. You need to calm down. It's fine. Like, no. Like, I agree. Like, he definitely needs to, like, step up both to, you know, his stepson, but also to his wife. Like, no, we're spending, like, I had to replace my taillight because of your son's prank. Like, I'm sorry. There's no excuse for that. You know, the taillight, the, you know, the credit card, like, you know, if you're, like, if being around someone is making you uncomfortable because of their antics, and especially if you have to live with them, yeah, no, something needs to be said.
Yeah, and, like, if someone's prank is, A, putting your safety at risk, and, B, costing you a fuck ton of money, because it's not cheap to have taillights replaced or tires replaced.
No, like,
and eventually credit cards, like, the companies will start charging you a fee to reissue a card.
Yeah.
So,
like, there's no excuse for it. There's just absolutely none. So, yeah, you know, definitely not the asshole in this situation.
Not gonna lie, they had me in the first half, though. Like, that headline was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. but, and as far as the walking out part, like...
I think the walking out was the appropriate action.
Yeah, because
you don't want to cause a scene.
Yeah, especially, like, because they were at her family's, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't want to be that guy. I've seen that guy. That guy don't get forgiven about for nothing. So yeah, like, it, the walking out part, definitely reasonable. And even, like, the leaving them there part, I feel like more things kind of happened for him to actually, you know, because I think I feel like the original intent was to go into another room and, like, collect yourself before you.
But then his wife came in harassing him about it. So he was like,
overreacting.
I need to leave. Yeah, I just need some time.
Yeah, no. Like, if, like, no. Because he's not doing it to her.
Nope.
He's doing it to him. He has something against him. And I get that. You know, you're not his dad. So, it looks like, you know, you're into, you know, fuck shit up. When, even if you're not. Like, divorce is really hard for kids.
Especially teenagers.
Especially teenagers, because they're already confused about everything that's happening to and around them. And they're also shit, so there's that. I'm sorry, I don't like teenagers.
Yeah, they scare the living shit out of me.
They don't scare the living shit out of me.
And, like, Gerard Way.
Yeah, like...
I think it's hilarious that one of Gerard Way's most popular songs was literally a diss track about his fans.
Yeah, because his fans were teenagers when that came out. Like, I don't know if you were in middle or high school around the time that My Chemical Romance became My Chemical Romance, but yeah, they were. It was quite the scene that I entirely missed.
Like, and it's the odd man out on that record. That record being, of course, well, Welcome to the Black Parade.
Yeah, what's that? Sorry.
So, you know, it's a concept album about a guy dying from cancer, and then right in the middle of the album, you have teenagers.
Yeah, I forget what there's a 30-minute, like, docu-track at the end of the deluxe version of Welcome to the Black Parade, and like they talk about, you know, they talk about the backstory and everything of it. And I know he met, I know they obviously they talked about teenagers. I forget like it, I forget you know, how that left turn became the left turn, but yeah, no, like yeah, no, teenagers are shit. I said it and I meant it. But anyway, that is your weekly Reddit reading. We are going to get back to the show and end things. So thank you for listening to the podcast. This really is the exclusive version of it because we're about to end the radio show and subsequently the podcast. So thanks for hanging. And yeah, you know, come back next week. Fridays at noon is when the podcasts go up. Unless we skip a week, then the podcast doesn't go up. So there's that. You know. And let's finish this out. Set for the Fall, Breathe Again. No, that's not the song, and that's not the band. It is the band and then the song. See what I did there? Because I said Set for the Fall and Breathe Again. That's not the song. It's not the band. It's the band and the song. Get it? I did a wordplay. I played with my words.
I can finally breathe.
That's
again.
Not the song either.
I know. That's Pop Evil.
Yeah, that's Pop Evil. These we are not next to close for Pop Evil on July 10th. That would be insane. But no, the
I probably wouldn't show up.
Oh, I would show up. It's Pop Evil draws.
They draw, but I don't know.
Pop Evil draws.
Unless Lee can get his vocals.
Then he's getting back up. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like, they are coming to Pierre's, though, because Pierre's is back. Did you know that Pierre's is back? Because Pierre's is back. I'm still super excited about that. But yeah, they're coming back. They're coming to Fort Wayne August 5th with 0936, who, if you haven't heard of, you're probably going to hear a lot of, because he just kind of blew up over the last year. But yeah, so Pop Evil's coming August 5th, but we are playing for Set for the Fall, whose song, Breathe Again, is a thing, and I'm sure they'll play it because it's their big single right now. Kind of, yeah. I think it is their latest single. They have a music video for it and everything and whatnot. But yeah, we're super excited that us to Breathe Again is going to be playing for a band with a song called Breathe Again, but not the Pop Evil song. which I think is super funny. Like, it's interesting because, like, with our...
We named ourselves to Breathe Again, and then everyone starts dropping songs called Breathe Again, yeah, and it's like, were like, we, like, ahead of a trend here, or...
Like, did we do something besides, you know, get, like, all of the worst luck in the naming conventions? Because...
That's a story for another podcast.
Literally for another podcast. It's on another podcast. It's it's on another episode of this podcast, actually. But yeah. So we really do need to cover Breathe Again, either by them or by Pop Evil. Probably by Pop Evil. That would be the more logical one, because you know it's Pop Evil. But it would also be a cool ego boost to them if we cover their song Breathe Again. I don't know where I'm going with this, but moral of the story, July 10th at the Muse on Main, we have our next show, and then we have two other shows that are kind of in the wings of sorts. So, super exciting. But anyway, we're at the end of the show. If you're listening to the radio show and you want to hear more of this podcast and, you know, kind of more of our ramblings that we do, check out the podcast. It's a because you know it's a podcast. Comes out tomorrow at noon, every tomorrow at noon, so every Friday. And then of course you have the radio show here, which has all the songs, and we air that every Thursday night at 11 on WELT-FM. Is there any last words from you, my sir?
I can finally.
Oh my god.
No, for real though. Thanks for listening.
We got married.
We got married.
That was a thing that we did. And we played not only our very first show, but our first headlining show. That was a thing that we did. Headlining presentation of To Breathe Again. And then we're going to do the very shortened version of it July 10th.
Yes.
But no, we're super excited. Like, a lot of really good things have happened despite all of the craziness that happened immediately prior or immediately preceding it. So I feel like we're on our way up again. We'll come back down, but you know, it's the circle of life, really.
Yep.
It's the squiggle of life. Circles, you know, are very straight. We kind of have like a squiggly like thing going on. Do you ever play Stickman like bike games? The ones where you like draw out the path and then
Line Rider?
Yeah, Line Rider. That shit was fun.
It was. I just enjoyed finding like new and interesting ways to kill the rider.
Oh, well, that too. Especially because like it was one of the few Flash games that like actually had blood effects.
Yeah.
And you were still able to access that school. good times.
Apparently, Cool Math Games got shut down.
Probably because everyone stopped playing it.
No.
Really?
Cool Math Games got shut down for being a front for the Mexican drug cartels.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So, middle school us, we're just sitting there playing fucking pizza pies or whatever, helping the drug cartels.
No big deal. the age of information. But, that's funny. And then we grew up and we're all still playing basically the same games. It's just they're all animated and fully rendered on our phones. For example, I play League on my phone every so often. Like, full-on League. League of Legends on my phone. It's fantastic. I like it better than the desktop version.
I just play chess.
Yeah, that you are back on your chess kick. Which, I think you're getting better anyway.
I am.
Good. But, moral of the story, we are at the end of the show. Thank you very, very much for listening. If you're hanging out in our Twitch stream, thank you very much for hanging out. If you caught the VOD, thank you for catching the VOD. If you're listening to the podcast, we have a radio show. Every Thursday night airs from 9 to 11. And, yeah, you can check it out there. You can also hear all the songs that we're talking about. If you're listening to the radio show, we have a podcast. It's bigger, longer, and uncut. And we also do the weekly Reddit reading, which you did not hear, because that is a podcast exclusive. Granted, the local spotlight is the radio exclusive, along with all the other songs that we play on the radio show version. And if you're listening to Twitch, you kind of get
the podcast.
You get the unedited podcast.
Yeah.
But thank you for hanging out again, taking us out tonight. I've been talking about it all night. And this was the very first song that they ever put out once they, you know, got this lineup like solidified. But this is a band called Crashing Atlas. Their album Black Sky Sunrise is out right now. Came out like 7 days ago, but it's out right now. That's the important part, is you can listen to it right meow.
Like we've been doing all show.
We really have been. And like I said, this is the very first song they were released from this, from this record. And I think that really solidified who they were as a band, like as this grouping of Crashing Atlas. This song is called Monster. It is on WELT. We will be back next week. Have a great night. So I'm not sure how well these bumper things did on the last episode where I put them at the end. But if you guys enjoy it, then cool. We'll keep doing it. Let us know by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nobody's Asking WELT, except for Twitter. Twitter is Nobody Asked WELT because Twitter won't let me have Nobody's Asking because it's too big. But anyway, here's a couple blooper bits, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for sticking around, guys. Bye. And this song, or the album, Alexa, no. Anyway, while I silently chop on my potato.
Potato is good tate.
All tate is good tate. Tate is the best. I said tate, not taint. I have no desire to put my mouth anywhere near a taint. Thank you.
Same. That's a lie.
I mean, I don't do that often.
No. Not often.
And my face is definitely not as close to that as it is close to, like, the belly button. Anyway, so those are things that were recorded.
Those are now on the internet.
Pending.
No, we're live on Twitch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're live on Twitch. Shit. I forgot. I don't have my notes up here. I have them on my computer, which is also live streaming. Straight up forgot y'all existed. Because no one's there. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah.